This summer, hundreds of Mexican workers will arrive in BC to harvest crops. They're coming under Canada's guest worker program, the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. At the recent Three Nations Summit, Vicente Fox urged Canada to expand the program and let more Mexicans to come and work in Canada. But while their president may see working in Canada as an opportunity, some Mexican migrant workers who come to BC find broken promises and exploitation. Adriana Paz is with the group Justicia for Migrant Workers, a group that is working to support Mexican workers here in BC. She has joined us in the studio to tell us more about this. Hi, Adriana, and welcome to Red Eye.
Thank you very much, Lisa.
So why are more and more Mexican workers coming to BC?
Well, first, because we have to look at what is happening in Mexico right now. And there more than, I think, 11 years of NAFTA have been very negative economic impacts on mostly on the countryside, in the rural areas. So right now, Mexico is facing a very bad economic and political and social situation that is driving the migration to come to the north to work in U.S. are now in Canada under these government programs, like as you mentioned before. So they are coming here to work as seasonal temporary workers because the rates of unemployment and poverty in Mexico are increasing and increasing every time. So the people in Mexico, they don't have a longer hope or future to keep working as agriculture workers like they used to do before. And there is no funds or loans available from the government, from the Mexican government, to support the farm workers in Mexico. So, and we have to also say that the big corporations are buying the lands and they have to compete with foreign farmers, like from the US, that they receive subsidies. So there is no really way to compete as a farm workers in Mexico.
And the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program is relatively new here in BC. Can you explain how this program works and how it brings the Mexican migrant workers here?
Sure. This is the third year that the Seasonal Agricultural Worker Programs is running in BC, because in Ontario, the program has more than 30 years. Here in BC, the third year, I think in 2004, was only 47 workers. Last year, were almost 700, and this year, we're expecting 1,000 of workers. So this program is expanding clearly in BC because the Canadian farm workers from BC have been pushing to the both government to open the doors of BC to receive more foreign Mexican farm workers, and because they are saying that they are claiming that is a shortage of labor here in BC. Well, the reason why it's shortage of labor is very clear, because this is one of the most exploited sectors in Canada. So the people, I mean the Canadians, they have better options to find a job, and usually the people who has been harvesting our crops are immigrants, and mostly Punjabis, Filipinos, and Chinese. But these people they are residents here in Canada, so they have the option, if the employer is being abusive or if they are facing bad conditions, probably they have better options. I mean, even they are immigrants and they are exploited, they have the social and network support here. So that's why the Canadian farm workers are asking and they are demanding to bring foreign farm workers from Mexico. That's the reason why here in BC is expanding. And last year we had the visit of Fox here, trying to talk about how successful is this program. But it was very ironic, because when Fox came last year, there was a big problem in one of the farm here in Pirimiros. So we clearly can see that while governments are promoting this program very aggressive, both in Mexico and in Canada, the reality of the workers, it's letting behind, and of course it's not what they were expecting as workers.
How is working in Canada promoted in Mexico?
In Mexico, they are promoting very aggressively this program. The workers were telling us that there are, for example, in the roads and the highways, big billboards saying "Come to work to Canada." So, and in little towns that they usually didn't have migration from to the north, now more and more people is migrating to Canada under these legal programs. They promote this in a very, very nice way, saying that "Come to work to Canada." They will show you nice pictures of with the happy smiling facing, working with flowers, with tomatoes, and that, yeah, that's a bit, but they don't receive basic information, like, for example, what the rights are, what the labor rights, what are the benefits, what are the benefits or the consequences, the limitations for the workers, for example, basic things like medical healthcare. They won't informate about this. That is crucial for them to make a decision if they will come or not. For example, they don't tell them about the weather, because they can choose. I mean, if you know that you are going to go to work either in an outside farm or in a greenhouse, you should have better information about that. But it's like they are promoting as a publicity to come to Canada.
And then in contrast to this very rosy image and all of this publicity, what are the kinds of problems that workers encounter on the job when they do get here?
Well, first, I will talk mostly about BC. For us, the main concern is that they are facing the lack of medical service. For us, it's absolutely unacceptable that farm workers that are brought to Canada under a federal government program are not covered under universal medical health care, because they come here legally, and they come here because the Canadian farm workers are asking for have these foreign farm workers. Other thing that is that they are facing is they are physically and socially isolated. They have the language barrier, so they don't have basic information, as I said before. Basically, they come to Canada, and some Mexican officers, government, they will be with them in the airport, and then they will go to the farm. But I mean, they don't receive important information. For example, if they have an accident, they don't know that they can claim to WCB, or if they are, for example, how is going to be the deductions, how they are going to be paid, is there is holidays paid, there is overtime, they have the right to claim, and it's basic information that they should know, and they don't know. So once they are in the farm, sometimes employer can be a good employer, but most of the time it's not a good employer, so they won't let them know what the rights to the benefits they have, or where to claim, how to claim. They don't know how to navigate the systems. So if they want to make a claim, for example, if they want to make a question, they don't know where to go. I mean, all they can do is just to wait and to keep facing this abusive exploitation that they are facing sometimes, could be with the living or working conditions.
Who is supposed to be looking out for the health and safety of these workers?
Well, the house and safety falls under a municipality jurisdiction. So, but I think it's a responsibility from both the Mexican officers' government that they are negotiating this program. So they should approach to the municipality and to talk how we are going to deal with this, because there should be frequent inspections in the farm. But this is not happening now. So the workers, they don't know even the workers that there are in BC some guidelines, accommodations guidelines, and there are certain standards for labor and safety. So there is no inspections, and it's not the job of the workers to be phoning to the inspectors. So I think it's a responsibility from both local government and, of course, the Mexican officers' government.
You mentioned that in BC the workers are not covered by the medical services plan. What protection do they have if they get sick?
Right now they are covered under the medical travel insurance plan from the Royal Bank of Canada. Unfortunately, we don't have information about what exactly this insurance plan cover, because we have been asked, but they told us that this is absolutely private information, so we didn't have access. But the funny thing is that even the workers, they don't know what exactly covers this plan insurance. That when I say that they don't have basic information, I want to mean that. I mean, they don't know what is going to be covered under this medical service. And they are being deducted to receive this RVC plan insurance. But when the workers are sick, first they have, it's a big achievement if they are able to get to the doctor, because they have to beg, they have to ask to the supervisors or the manager of the farm to go to the doctor. So most of the time they said, if you are sick, if you are not able to work, we are not going to pay you. So the workers are waiting until the last moment when they are really sick to go to the doctor, because they want to keep working in order to receive money to be sent back to Mexico. Anyway, when they go to the doctor, and if they have, this is information that the supervisors gave to the workers, if it's up to $200, they have to pay. And if it's less than $200, they cannot go to the doctor, because it's not serious enough to go to the doctor. Of course, this is a very obscure information that the people is handling according with their own benefits. But I mean, they are in the limbo, as well as we are in the limbo, what exactly covers the RVC insurance plan.
And have there been cases so far where this confusion and lack of coverage has resulted in real health problems for workers?
Yes, I think the most serious case we had last year, the case of Javier Alonso, which is a worker who had 3 strokes the day before he had to come back to Mexico. So this worker had 3 strokes. Of course, he needed immediate attention in the clinic, but he has been forced to be in Canada without immediate support, neither from the Mexican officer government and from the Canada service and from the employer. And so when the worker went to the hospital, he has been told that he had to pay thousands of dollars to receive treatment. So, and of course, it was unrealistic for the worker to pay that amount of money. So sympathetic people from the community, doctors from the hospital, and people from Justicia, from migrant workers, we had to interview and to try to get for Javier the service and the medical care that he needed at that moment.
What kind of coverage do guest workers in other provinces have? Is there better coverage elsewhere?
Yes, in every other province that there is this program, the workers are covered under the medical service plan of the province. Like, for example, in Ontario, and in Quebec, or Nova Scotia. And usually you have to wait 3 months and living in Canada in order to receive this medical service plan for the province. But in other province, because of these workers are here only for 8 months, they are skipping these three months, so they are receiving MSP as soon as they come to Canada. So these are some of the inequalities between the provinces.
Are migrant workers in BC allowed to unionize?
No. They are not allowed to unionize. This is almost a bad word if you talk about the unions in the farm sector. The local farm workers, the system of the local farm workers, it's completely different from the Mexican, from the migrant workers, because this works under subcontractors. So, I mean, they are not dealing with the employer directly. They are leading with the subcontractors that usually are going to take some amount of the on the worker's salary to be paid for their service. So they are very, really, they don't have the option to get together to make a union, because they are working under this system, which is very convenient for the employers. They are not dealing with, for example, health issues. They are not providing, they're not providing the labor rights that they should have, because they are with the subcontractors, which is very convenient for them.
I know that your organization, Justicia for Migrant Workers, is supporting the Mexican migrant workers in organizing around some of these issues. What is the work that your group is doing to support them in raising their concerns?
Well, we work for advocating to defend and to expand the labor rights of the workers, but not only the labor rights. When we talk about the rights in general, like for example, the economic rights and the labor rights, and we think that the health, for example, is a right, but it's not only health is not only related to access to the doctor. I mean, health is also related to economic rights. It's also related to having support from the community. And in order to have support from the community, I mean, they really need to be more in contact with our community here in Vancouver or in the community where they are living. So what we do is provide information to the workers, basic information that usually when we go to the farms, we approach them. The first question that come very soon is, do we have the right, for example, why we're being deducted for this, what are the deductions, do we have some benefits, if we are sick, what we can do, if we have a problem with the supervisors, because there sometimes, or most of the times, there are abuse and bad treatment, and they said where we can go. So we try to fill these gaps, trying to bring information on how to use the information, how to navigate the Canadian system, how to make the claims. And also we are advocating outside, trying to make this, put this on the public agenda from the government officials and from the people in the community, because these people is in our backyard growing our food, contributing to our economy, and it's not possible that we are ignoring them and we don't know all the exploitation that is and that they are being facing in our home.
Thank you, Adriana, for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for you.
I've been speaking with Adriana Paz with the group Justicia for Migrant Workers BC. If you'd like to learn more or get involved, you can check their website, which is Justicia, J-U-S-T-I-C-I-A, 4, migrantworkers.org.